G'day, everybody. Thank you for downloading today's podcast. Great to have your company. Great to have your ears. Great to have you. You look amazing. You look great.
I got a question before. I just because I need to go to the toilet. Is it true that men can't hold on to a wee as much as females can? Is that true?
Our
is it
producer,
to do with the anatomy?
Yes.
Siobhan, our executive producer, is here with the answer.
Yes, I think it is true.
Oh, no, but you think.
That's not...
No, you didn't have the... You didn't have a...
She thinks Dr. Carl doesn't go, yes, I think that's correct.
No, but I'm agreeing with Abby. That makes sense.
You know, I kind of agree. Yeah. She asked if it was true or not.
I don't have Google.
We want facts, not
right.
Your opinion.
Ready, set, go. Let's see who goes first.
No, I thought that it...
No, it is
know.
Because it's to do with childbirth and all that kind of stuff. Like, women have stronger muscles down there than men do.
Is that what it was? I heard it was to do with
you
the
making
anatomy.
You're making all of that up.
That once it starts going down the urethra, then...
Oh, can... gravity.
Oh, yeah. You do that get you get to the point of no return. I call it the point of no return, which is similar to when you're with your partner and you think, no, I'm going to be right, and then you get to the point where you can't come back.
Okay, I've got a tip for you. This is one thing I learned, that women should not go to the toilet unless you really need to. You should completely do it. So you should hold on. And sometimes that can be a little bit uncomfortable. If you've got to hold on, you know what you do? Because little kids, you know, when they need to go to the toilet, they hold themselves.
Yeah.
So obviously you can do that, but very hard to do in the lineup. But you curl your toes.
Ah, fists.
There is a muscle down there that if you curl your toes, it gives the feedback into that muscles to hold on so it can help. I don't know if it works for guys.
I'm on the Google.
The Google.
And it says the, what's that word, Siobhan? The did. The trussos?
Just say the muscles.
The detrusor is thicker in men than women, as greater voiding pressure is needed to empty the bladder through the long urethra of males.
Mm. Yeah, that just means, and you should, honestly, because that's what happens later in life, men can't go to the toilet in a steady stream. So if you have a you should go and get it looked at.
See, I have a good stream. Mm.
That's great. You're young and healthy.
It just pummels out. But sometimes I can walk away and a little bit more just goes blip.
Well, for females, you should lean forward. So when you go to the toilet, you should always lean forward. I taught you that, didn't I, Candy? Our producer's nodding.
Which is not good when you're wearing chinos because a little blip in chinos, it seeps through your underwear onto the chino and then you see a patch. Like there's an instant patch. If you've got dark jeans on, you don't see the patch.
I think you can get wee patches for men that you put into your jocks.
Real catch over there, aren't you?
Everybody, every guy gets it. And I hate it when they pretend that they haven't.
Go to the Brisbane Racing Club, all the tats, and you see all the guys who want to do the chino look. And then
they get there and they start splashing themselves. Like, look, they'll never guess. It'll just look like I've washed my hands. It's like, no, we all know that you've just weed yourself and then you've just splashed your hands.
We haven't weed ourselves. We're in a rush getting out of there. Mm. And a little bloop came out after the point.
Yeah, I did see one guy once and he did give the classic like, I couldn't shake it.
Three shakes is a...
Yeah. More than three shakes.
Yeah.
But having that little wet patch down near your knee is really embarrassing, isn't it?
Were you on your knees at the races?
She got ya. That's a goodie.
The horse still didn't win, damn it.
Hey, solid joke. Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I've got a little something for you guys.
Yeah.
So I need you to put on blindfolds, okay?
Oh, fantastic.
Don't do that, Manny. We're just gonna put on blindfold.
You can't just put a blindfold on someone and be like, you'll be right.
Take off my glasses, I guess.
Yeah, you probably don't need those.
I could just take off my glasses.
You probably could. What do you mean? Get excited about it. Blindfolds are fun.
Blindfolds are fun.
Okay, so the thing I have for you is...
Is this going to hurt?
No, it's
a
test.
Do we need a safe word?
It's actually not fun. It's a test.
Okay.
But I just wanted to get your blindfolds on.
Okay.
And I didn't know how else to do it than to make it fun.
Nah.
So I was watching this video that came up on Instagram and I started getting tears at it. And I can't play it for you because it's in a foreign language and I couldn't keep up with the subtitles.
Mm.
But it was a guy that got married and he had full sight. He became blind through an accident or cancer, I think it was. And he could no longer see at all.
Uh-huh.
But each day he used to feel his wife before his wife left and make sure that he knew what she was wearing.
Right.
Oh, that's beautiful.
To detail, and he would ask her because he wanted to have an image of her in his head throughout the day.
You know what would be amazing about that is you would, no matter how old you got, you would always see your wife at that same age.
He used to say no because he did the most extraordinary thing. They got a sketch artist in and he hadn't seen his wife for like 15, 20 years.
And he described her
wow. and they sketched it and it was weird. It looked exactly like her.
You know, the greatest thing about it is, too, he starts every morning with a little bit of a grope.
Yeah.
Well, and he would ask her what she's wearing as well so that he got the colours.
He was able to visualise in his mind
how what she was had, like, how she had aged, by feeling all her, like, face and all that. But he also said that if you can't take in what someone looks like every day, then you don't care about them.
Right.
Oh, shit, I don't like this. We all know where this is going. Oh, no.
So you can go back and forward and describe what I am wearing and look like today.
You got a headband on.
You have a headband
on. What's on the headband, Steph?
Flowers.
Steph, am I?
No, I don't think it's flowers. Yeah. It's some sort of, it's a pattern.
Yeah, I thought it was a floral pattern.
It's like a black
You've locked in your answer. Okay. Don't workshop with him now.
It's a black and goldy sort of pattern.
Yeah. Okay, and what else am I wearing?
Denim jacket.
Yep.
I'll concur to the denim jacket.
And?
A white shirt underneath and a skirt.
What skirt?
I believe it's black.
Matt?
That I can't remember.
Okay.
What am I wearing, fancy pants?
You have makeup on. You have makeup on because you started putting that on during the first talk break of the show.
Okay.
So you've only done, you've done foundation and a little bit of your eyes.
Yeah.
And sneakers? You're wearing sneakers.
Okay.
But sneaking.
No, you're not wearing sneakers. Oh, maybe you are.
Take off your blindfold.
How do we do it?
Okay, once.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not floral.
Oh, come on, though.
It's leopard print.
Yeah, but that's pretty close.
I'm wearing a leather skirt.
Yeah, I said a black skirt. I nailed that.
Oh, boots. I do remember the boots now.
You gotta admit I nailed it.
If you have to speak to a sketch artist, you wouldn't be able to get it, would you?
I would.
If I went missing, it'd be like she's wearing a floral headband.
Apart from the floral.
There you go. So this is the thing that you need to breathe in the other person. You need to remember what they're wearing because then you'll always care about them.
Okay. Are you saying?
I'm saying I would be able to know what you guys are wearing every single day.
What did I wear yesterday?
You wore a shirt, which you haven't worn for some time because you were bragging about how you could get away with it. It wasn't quite striped, but it was like a mustard, mustard colour, like a rust colour.
What else was I wearing?
You were wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And you were wearing your tan golfing shoes or boat shoes, whatever you call them.
What about me, Rain Man?
You're wrong on that.
The ones.
I was wearing my white Nikes, but everything else, including the shirt, which I did put back into work rotation, was mustardy and stripy.
Yes.
And oh my God, she cares about me.
And you're
everybody.
Wearing that blue shirt with it's got names on it. I can't always read them, but it was like I had it was a movie or it was a band or something. I don't know what it was, I'm trying to say. What was it?
It was a black shirt with the.
It was not black.
Black with the purple on the front?
Yeah.
With the name of the brand on top, the People Versus.
No.
Yeah, it was my Nickelback shirt.
Oh.
Parente's going yes because he cares.
But a band or a brand? I thought it was a band.
Brand. The shirt I bought to go to Nickelback.
Right.
Okay. Gosh, I'm in trouble. If I ever go missing.
We just said glasses, mate.
Hey. Look for the guy with the glasses and the teeth.
Okay, this was supposed to be a nice thing. I apologise. It's not
they found the man in record time.
Who is dental records.
He was missing for a total of 2.5 minutes.
Everyone knows if I go missing, you'll be like the dude with the monobrow. That's just how it's going to work.
Okay.
Right. Okay, I apologise. It was supposed to be a nice, beautiful thing. I thought you guys would nail it.
We did.
You're looking for a black woman in a tracksuit.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. The feed.
Nope.
First calls. Just testing ya.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
So that's like a pop quiz in class. See that? Just checking you guys are up on it. Me over here running the show. I knew.
I'll be honest,
did scare me a little bit. 13, 10, 60, first calls, anything you want to talk about, you can.
Anisha? Is it Anisha from Sengay?
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I made it. Thank you. I love you guys. I've been hearing you like 4 years now.
Oh, thanks, Anisha.
Thank you. What's going on at your house?
I like you probably the best. Sorry, Abby and Matt.
Oh, no offense taken. That's okay. You're allowed to have a favourite child. That's how it works.
Oh, thanks, Anisha. It's got to be someone's favourite.
What is it about Stav that you like the most?
Probably just because he's been here longer, I guess, isn't he?
Yes, it's true. Have
through
you been
default,
listening for
you mean?
Default.
Oh, no, I was just, I wish I could, these things can work when I'm actually trying to call in for Apple Bus, but that's okay. I just wanted to talk about how my backyard got flooded this morning when I was just slept through it.
Oh, you slept
really?
Through it.
At Sandgate?
Yeah, at Sandgate.
Any and damage?
No damage other than all my plants died because I saw them floating down the water.
Oh. That's annoying.
You should be able to claim that on insurance, though.
Oh, I don't know. It's an old little house, so. Yeah. Oh, well, but.
But you know what
I'm more excited to make the radio.
She's happy. She's happy she got on
air. Ring your insurance company, tell them about the jet ski that was out the back, the $40,000 palm tree that you just got installed 2 days ago.
That's why you don't like Maddie, isn't it? His dodginess.
Actually, no. I think I tend to like Maddie more around now. I like the idea.
I like it. Kimberly in Rothwell, what do you want to say in first calls?
I'm freaking out about the weather because I'm going to Queen and Adam Lambert tonight.
Oh. That'll actually be fun if it rains.
Yeah,
in the middle
I don't
of
know,
that.
Kimberly. I was there yesterday at Suncorp and we could see them setting up some marquees outside. They even had toilets outside.
Yeah, because you preload before you go to a gig like that.
Yeah, but you don't normally see them. Like all the merch tents. I don't think they're cancelling. I mean, I guess you'll have to wait for updates.
I bought my Bunnings poncho. I'm ready. It's more I'm worried that they're going to do something if this cyclone thingy jiggy happens. Because I meant to go to Ice House a few years ago when on the Australia Day weekend and they shut the gateway so I couldn't go.
Oh.
Did you get a refund?
No.
Spewing.
Well, it's not their fault that the gateway's closed. The concert.
Yeah, and it wasn't as much as Queen and Adam Lambert, let's be honest.
Yeah.
How much is a ticket, Kimberly?
For tonight, it was we paid $180 each ticket.
Yeah,
right. Wow! So
I checked my friend, so I'd be really out of pocket.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I think you'll be fine. It'll be on rain, hail, or shine. It'll still be a good show. It's
I mean,
the experience.
Saying that, don't go by his word. Make sure you check.
Yeah,
updates,
keep on checking.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Mark my words, Kimberly. It will be on.
Lambert's mascara's going to run.
So, someone who thinks he's better at weather than the real weatherman from Channel 7, our favourite, Tony Auden. Morning.
Good morning, guys. Nothing like a bit of rain to get everyone talking.
Is there going to be a storm today?
Look, I think we'll see this moderate to heavy rain continuing until about lunchtime or early afternoon, then hopefully easing back to light showers later on into the evening. I'm still telling people to pack a poncho or raincoat for Queen tonight, but it might be a lighter shower. So I can't guarantee they've set the stage up yet, but hopefully this evening, nothing too heavy, just a light sprinkle.
When is it going to stop raining? When is it expected to change?
We can't actually rule out a brief shower or storm pretty much every day for the next week, but pretty much from this afternoon, we'll get a few more sunny breaks and it'll feel like it's drying out, just the odd briefer shower. So okay. I can't wait to get home. I'm actually just ducking out for a sunrise across at Mount Cutha. Maddie, I'm about to get home and check my rain gauge and see how that lawn's going as well.
Yeah, nice, nice. Hey, just a quick one that's really important. Next Sunday between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m, what's happening there?
Well, still a possible shower, but it'll feel like it's drier than at the moment. What's on?
My son's 6th birthday.
No worries. Well, feel free to DM me. I'll give you some more detailed info, mate, but it's looking more promising that it'll start drying.
All right. You're not going to cancel if it's raining because it'll become an indoor one, right?
Yeah.
No. It's an outdoor wet play thing. Like, it's a water bomb fight, so we'll get away with it.
It'll be fine then, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just, you know.
Made for a wet day.
Yeah. But still, it's annoying, you know, it's raining.
You don't want people to get all mud inside.
That's exactly right. They'll all traipse through the house.
You're going to let that amount of people on your lawn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It aerates it.
Yeah, that's very good. Everyone,
thank you.
Do you want me to wear spikes?
Yeah, everyone wear their footy boots. It'll help it out.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love's in the air. Valentine's Day, what do you get your loved one?
Pregnant.
Announcement, is it? This is a little bit different, okay? Mm. I've got an email talking about Valentine's Day and something you could get them, or maybe you could get them to protect yourself. Graham Dossal, the CEO of My CRA Lawyers, what were you encouraging people to get on Valentine's Day?
Forget the roses, get a credit check on them.
Wow.
Oh, that's so romantic, Graham. So romantic.
We were talking about this and we couldn't get our head around it, and you did give feedback of why we should get it and how it was linked to Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the one of the biggest causes of getting a bad credit rating is relationship breakup. Mm. And one of the biggest causes of relationship breakup is a bad credit rating. It's a nasty little circle that goes around and round. And when you get into a relationship with someone, your lives become intertwined. So if that person has a bad credit rating and you don't know about it, your life could be turned upside down before you know what hit you.
Well, I actually know someone who worked in a finance company.
Mm.
They got fired from one because after they got married, they thought something was up and they ran a credit check on them, on their wife.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was working in a finance company, he did it without permission.
Don't do that.
So did it a little bit on the dodge and found out that she was hundreds of thousands in debt and then tried to annul the marriage because she had lied. But are you saying that you can do it before you actually get to engagement stage?
Well, maybe if you're serious about your partners, maybe it should be just one of the things you do together and have a credit rating reveal date or something. You can get your credit rating for free.
What do you do to be romantic, Graham?
Oh, Anne, you should see what my wife says.
Yeah.
But she's on the line and...
But you would have to get the other... So you have to get the other people's permission, right?
Absolutely.
But then, but anyone that's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt isn't going to agree to do it, are they?
Well, it's not necessarily. Things happen. There are significant life events. You might have lost a job or lost a family member, and things just went to putty some time ago. There's a thing we call STDs, sexually transmitted defaults, and that can happen. That can happen if, let's say, that your new partner is squeaky clean, but you're not, and you don't want to tell them about that little telco default or the energy default you got because the energy company didn't send the final bill to your address. It's a lot of this stuff is innocent. In fact, most of the people we deal with, it's not their fault. The creditors forgot to do something, forgot to notify them. And a lot of clients don't even know they've got a bad credit rating before they go and apply for a mortgage or something.
Mm.
So the idea is, check your credit rating once every 12 months. You can do it for free at freecreditrating.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it directly with any of the credit reporting bodies and find out what's on there. Because, again, just yesterday, there was another client that came through. She had a bad credit rating, but none of it was her fault. It was identity theft. She lives in Melbourne, and all these inquiries came from South Australia.
Speaking of South Australia, I know someone from South Australia that when they were first getting married to their partner discovered that they had a, what was it, Abby? $80,000.
I had a large hex bill, and we didn't find out about it until we went to the bank because I was in like, oh, going to have to pay it back. But that's not the case.
No.
How much is shared debt once you do get married?
Well, let's say you get married and use the example that your partner does have a bad credit rating and you can't get finance in his name. So you decide, okay, let's buy the car in my name, but he's the main breadwinner in this particular example. So he's paying the bill. Something goes wrong and the relationship breaks up. He stops paying. It's your name that turns to mud.
Ooh.
I hear what you say, Graham. This day forward, everything will be in Esther's name.
Try that.
Yeah, and then she leaves you and bees... able to make the repayments, and then you're screwed.
Touché, my friend. Touché. I'm stuck with nothing. You got me there?
So, in all seriousness, if everyone just checks their credit rating once a year, they know what's going on, and they're protecting themselves from all sorts of nastiness, they just go to freecreditrating.com.au. It's free. Points you at all the right places for the all the different credit reporting bodies. Today, there are three separate credit reports you need to get to make sure you're protected. That's Illion, Equifax, and Experian. Each one of them has different subscribers and potentially different information and or defaults.
Is it going to be something like you enter, because I think you have to do your driver's license. We were looking at it yesterday. When you do it, are you signing up for anything? You know when it feels a bit scary to pass over your details?
When you sign up at the individual credit reporting bodies, They're not supposed to market to you these days. Mm. I think the legislation has just changed to remove the automatic opt-in to marketing. So today you should be fine. Yeah, right. You already have a credit report. You already have a credit file if you've been credit active in the last 5 years. So the data's already recorded. They're just using that information that you put in there to match it up with your credit file. Equifax alone has over 21 million credit files in storage.
Wow.
Interesting. We all like a good credit rating, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just that reward, like, yeah, tick.
Do you find that people are still getting done for not returning videos from back in the day?
I haven't seen a video for a while, no. Hopefully that's a done deal. But these days, the minimum they can default you for is $150 for a consumer default. Wow. We did have one the other day, though, that started out as an energy bill not paid, around $35 or $40. And by the time the creditor slapped on all their late charges, it came to $152, just over the minimum. So that one wasn't too hard to get removed. We could show that, that's not really playing the game the way the game's supposed to be played. So we encourage the energy company to remove that default straight away.
All right. Well, spice things up this Valentine's Day. Sit down with your partner and get a credit check on each other and find
I'll
out if
I'll show you my credit check if you show me yours.
Show me yours first. Yours first, then mine. Good on you, Graham. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Graham is the CEO of My CRA Lawyers. It's Stav, Abby, and Matt, and we'll get that link up on our Instagram if you want to go and click on it.
I think I'm
going
to do it.
Yeah, I'd rather live ignorantly.
Okay. I'll do you.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We're a proud multicultural country, so we should be able to get all this right.
This is my favourite segment.
We're multicultural, so if you can't understand other people's languages,
you're racist.
You're a racist.
Exactly what I said.
All right.
No, I just think that we should be a little bit. We should be good.
So let's play a round of is Stav and Matt racist?
Exactly, but I just didn't think the title was as good. All right, so I'm going to play snippets of news from around the world. You have to see if you can A, guess the language, and B, the context of what the story is about.
Drygt en vecka har nu över 3700 personer varit fast på kryssningsfartyget Diamond Princess i Yokohamas hamn i Japan.
Okay, oh, this sounds easy.
It's European.
Do you want it or am I taking this one?
You take it, Maddie.
Coronavirus people on the Diamond Princess coming at ya from France.
No, it's not French.
What?
Was I wrong?
Yeah, you're 100% talking about coronavirus on the cruise ship.
Frost. I'm going to say it's definitely somewhere in Europe. I'm going to say not Swedish. Swedish?
Yeah. Did you see my reaction?
Yeah.
I see, I got that one because I used to live with Swedish.
That sounds French to me.
No, you think so, but you, the French, yeah, okay.
Right. The food is français.
Next one.
Menjadikan Parasite pemenang utama dalam Academy Awards ke-92 ini.
Okay, I know what the context of the story is. How about you?
Me no speak that language.
It's about Parasite winning big at the Oscars, the Korean
ding, ding, ding,
film.
Well done.
And I do not know.
Must be Korean then. They're bigging up going, hey, we hooked it up in America. Woot, woot.
Hear it one more time.
South Korea.
Menjadikan Parasite pemenang utama dalam Academy Awards ke-92 ini.
Spanish. No. Speaking Spanish.
I don't know. I'm going to go Italian. Thai.
Italian.
Really?
That's just what I felt like. But we can go Thai if you like.
Next one.
Antártida registrou este 6 de fevereiro o dia mais quente da história. Os termómetros atingiram os 18,3 graus Celsius na parte norte do continente mais gelado do planeta.
I know the language because it's what you sound like when you're trying to put your sexy character on.
Okay.
She's Russian.
Okay.
What's the news story? I didn't get any other words in there.
Neither.
Play it again.
Antártida registrou este 6 de fevereiro o dia mais quente da história. Os termómetros atingiram os 18,3 graus Celsius na parte norte do continente mais gelado do planeta.
Global warming. Yeah, she's talking about climate change.
Climate change and it's Croatian.
She said Celsius and the continent.
I heard that too.
I'm going to give it to you and do some research.
Okay, why?
Because it says Portuguese and talking about the high temperatures in Antarctica, so climate change.
No, that's not Portuguese.
That's not Portuguese. If anyone's listening, 13, 10, 60, and go that. No, that's not Portuguese.
Yeah. What was it? If you know
Unless
that
she's
language,
Russian doing Portuguese, I would have said like Czech.
Yeah,
yeah.
13, 10, 60. If you understood what she was saying,
very much like Spanish.
Yeah. I'm not buying chicken off her. Put it that way.
Give me a second. 13, 10, 60. Can you please call right now if you know what that chick is saying?
I'll move on to the next one and hopefully we'll have someone call.
Okay. 현재 시각으로 15일 오후부터 멜버른에 천둥과 번개를 동반한 장대비가 쏟아졌습니다. 최대 산불 피해 지역인 뉴사우스 웨일즈에도 큰 비가 내려 잇따라 불길이 잡히고 있습니다.
Okay, that's Japanese, but I do not know the news. Would you say Japanese?
I was going to say Chinese, but let's look in Japanese.
Okay. Do you want to play it again, see if we can pick up
another
one? No, we don't have time.
What is it?
Korean.
Korean! Oh, I said Korean before!
For the first one, when it wasn't, and it was talking about the Australian floods. We've got Damien in South Brisbane. Was this... Have a listen to it one more time, because...
A Antártida registrou este 6 de fevereiro o dia mais quente.
What language, bro?
It's definitely Portuguese.
Oh.
You're right. It sounds like, does she have
a Russian accent?
There's different accents. So Brazilian Portuguese sounds a bit different to Portuguese mainland.
Right.
But yeah, there's different accents.
All right. So if you know all about Portuguese, Damien, where is the best place to get proper Portuguese food in Brisbane? I've been trying to find somewhere for ages. I love Portuguese chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty hard in Brisbane, to be honest. There's some pretty good places down south, but yeah, bit hard in Brisbane. There's a lot of Brazilian restaurants around, but Portuguese is a bit harder.
Do you cook, Damien?
I do a bit of cooking.
Where do you live?
There you go. I think we can go over there.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Unfortunately, we don't have family that live here with us in Brizzy, but I'm very lucky because my mum will come up at the drop of a hat. Like, they love it up here, and they said they would move up here. So she comes up for a period of time.
They don't want to pick favourites, though, because your brother's still in Adelaide.
Yeah, my other one lives up in Darwin.
Yeah,
so they sort of just, I say professional grandparents. They just travel around, and we always book in, like, date nights and stuff when they're up there. But it's come to my attention that it's not, mum's not coming up when we need her. She's just coming up for a different reason.
No.
Because mum was like, hey, these dates suit me. Would this be great? And I said, well, yeah, of course. That would be wonderful. And she's like, cool. I'll let you know. I'll confirm later on.
Well, she's got to check the cost of flights. If it's too expensive, she might come a week later.
You would think it would be flights,
she's retired,
right?
And she needs to save her money.
It ends up that she is booking in her hairdressing appointments first, and then booking the flights around those. So she'll call up the first thing and book the hairdresser at Carindale, and she is flying up rather than finding a hairdresser in Adelaide.
I'm so sorry, Abby. I can't come up for your wedding anniversary. It's my hairdresser's weekend off, and she's away with her husband, so...
It ends up that my dad said, oh, your hair's looking darker, and she freaked out in December, so she came up for a spot of a trip and just said, oh, look, I miss the boys. I was like, well, that's sweet. But then I didn't realise it was just because she needed to come and get her hair done. She's travelling, like, 3 hours on a flight to come to the hairdresser, and I want to know, 131060... how far do you travel for an appointment?
No.
Because I know that you guys probably wouldn't understand. But when it comes to finding a good hairdresser.
Mm. Oh, excuse me. I go past about 100 hairdressers from Oxley to Cooperoo.
No, you do that because it's free.
To go to Tony's Chop Shop.
Because you plug it for free.
I do get it for free, no doubt. But for $20, I could just save myself the hour round trip. But now we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's a relationship.
It's hard to break up, isn't it?
I emceed his wedding.
Yeah, that was weird.
The thing I don't understand about your mother, though, is it's not like she moved away from here. So she had to have had a hairdresser in Adelaide first.
I treated her one time.
Oh, it's your
fault.
She
was up here, and she was up here for a long time, and I think it was the birth of our first child.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, I missed getting my hair done. I said, well, why don't you go to my hairdresser?
Mm.
You should go and see them. And then I've since moved away from them.
Nah.
But yet she's still seeing her.
I'm the same. You were trying to get me to get a new cleaner, and I couldn't break up. That's a relationship, and you'll travel. If they move into, even if they live in your state,
so
and they move into state,
that you need to move on.
There's no inconvenience. If you truly love someone, you'll make it work.
Got to get my passport sorted. Got to get my hair cut.
That's fine.
Once she had to get like a quick one, she goes, she's going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony's going to know I've gone elsewhere. I'm like, I think she'll understand. You live in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. They say that they don't mind, but then they're cutting. They go, who cut this?
No, they go,
who's done this? This is horrendous.
I love it when you go to another colour. They're like, okay. So this is going to take a few times to correct
to get this out. Yeah.
I'm going to have to tone this time and then colour it next time. Oh, I'm not sure what they've done here.
Sometimes you have to break up.
Nah, travel.
Maybe we
it
should
up.
Do that. Call up and just so you know.
No, you don't want your mum to break up.
No, she suits me, doesn't it? Yeah, because she comes up, it's great.
Yeah.
But I just wish you'd book us first and then be like, oh, well, I'm there.
Beggars can't be choosers, mate. Come on.
131060, how far do you travel for your appointments?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Come fly with me.
You want to make appointments convenient, right?
Ooh, close as you can.
I thought that, but I found out that my mum is actually travelling from Adelaide up to Brisbane, not to spend time with us, which is convenient, I guess. She's coming up to get her hair done.
Yeah, she's getting her hair done, and the fact you live here is just a bonus.
I know, but I can use it to my advantage. If I FaceTime her, I'll say, oh, you can see a few roots coming through.
I was there last week, Abby. I know what you're doing.
Start feeding a Rograin, get the hair growing.
Now, Tim from Warner, Abby's mum goes from Adelaide to Brizzy just for a hair appointment. How far do you travel for stuff?
Hey, guys. So I was travelling about an hour from Wellington Point over to Albany Creek just to travel, paying an extra $10, I'm told, to go both ways. Oh. Breaking up with your hairdresser is worse than breaking up with someone else just for 6 years. It's devastating. So
I agree,
when I tell you I need to travel, I need to travel that far because I need that hairdresser to make me feel better about my daily life. So
you know
great.
What's funny though, Tim? We do that and we feel bad if we cheat on a hairdresser. Have you ever had a hairdresser leave a salon? They just leave all of a sudden.
Oh,
and you're like,
my God. Absolutely. So when I've been going to the same salon for about 20 years of my life, and every time I lose a hairdresser, it is devastating. But I will travel anywhere I need to go to get there because I'm loyal like that. So, you know, it's like a relationship. You've got to maintain it.
Yeah, well done, Tim. Paying the toll.
They know your dark secrets because you've revealed a lot in that chair, and once you've revealed it, you know, you don't want to have to share all that with someone else again.
Yeah, it's better to be friends than enemies. Brooke in Valley, in the Valley, how far do you travel?
Oh, hi. So I travel from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast, and I have to travel in the afternoon time, so I have to deal with the crazy afternoon traffic. I'm on my way back right now, funny enough, and it took me 2.5 hours last night because of the rain.
Wow.
So just for a hairdresser?
Just for a hairdresser, yeah. She's the best.
That's a lot in fuel as well and getting stuck on the M1.
It's the fear of trying someone new.
Melinda and Moray Field, how far have you gone for an appointment?
I've actually gone to Adelaide and back again.
Wow, you're doing the reverse of Bev. Wow.
Yeah, I've done it twice, so.
What is it about this person?
Actually, it's a friend of mine. We actually go for coffee first, and then it's her hairdresser.
Oh, so you have a girls' day, hairdresser.
Do you stay overnight or do you just get the one back?
Oh, no. We usually stay. The first time I did it, it was to over a stay-day long weekend last year. Mm-hmm. Last year. And then the second one was later in the year when my whole family, we did a whole trip down there. We catch up for coffee and, go to the hairdresser.
Do you do, do you have a side chick here in Brisbane that, you know, in between?
No, actually, I didn't. I only just finally committed to going to another hairdresser on the weekend.
Wow. Ooh. Big step, Melinda. I'm proud of you.
Big step, yeah.
Oh, no one beats Brooke. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, guys. First, long time listener, first time caller. How are you going?
Lovely. Welcome. Brilliant. Glad we found a topic for you. how far are you travelling for a hairdresser?
Well, about 3 years ago, I moved from New Zealand. And I'm very fussy, and I am a natural brunette who's rocking the blonde hair. So for about the first year that I was living here, every 3 or 4 months I would fly back.
Wow.
Go to my hairdresser.
Wow.
So that was about a 3-hour flight plus a 2.5-hour drive to get back to my home here. But I found one here in Brisbane now that I love, so.
Oh, there you go.
I go there now.
Oh, my God, that's gorgeous.
And your parents still wonder why you never visit.
I still go back every so often to see my family, but not for the hair anymore.
You won that one, Brooke. You definitely won. Oh, no, wait.
No, wait, sorry. We got another Brooke.
Okay, wait. Brooke, in Wellington Point, how far have you travelled for a haircut?
Okay, not a haircut. I haven't done it yet, but I have an appointment at Kleinfeld's in New York at the end of the year for a wedding dress for my wedding renewal.
Wow.
And the thing is, my husband doesn't even know we're doing it yet, so we're going over to see my brother for Christmas, and I'm sneaking down to New York for it.
So what was the main point? Was it the appointment that you booked first before everything else?
Yes, I sort of made the holiday around the appointment to hide the fact I was going for the appointment.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, so
yeah,
good.
You won. You win. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. Ooh.
Matty Acton one day recapped The Bachelor for us, and it wasn't on air,
no.
But it was so funny we couldn't stop laughing, so we got him to do it again. Now, this is going to be hard because The Bachelor is, he doesn't rate as high as Married at First Sight, so a lot of people are going to have watched it last night and want to see how good you are, because last night was the explosive dinner party and it was good.
Just so you know, my recaps don't hold too much information. Mm. It's just mainly me impersonating what I think I saw on the show the night before.
Normally it only does the guys, but you're going to have to do the girls.
I've got some chicks for you today.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, the dinner party, this is where they all get together, all the couples. They've all been off on their honeymoons, doing their thing, and they get back together to see what's gone down, who's in love, who's not. Now, you'll know Johnny and Connie.
Yes.
The two who the night before were in the pool together, she was frothing for a kiss.
I thought he was, but anyway.
He was frothing too, but too nervous to do anything with his sweet little man bun as they floated around the pool. She got on the juice last night, hectically, and I think it's the first time she's ever been drunk, because usually she's sort of quiet.
She's very, very timid.
Last night, she was like, I've been drinking, you like me?
What the hell? Where did this come from?
I'm kind of glad to see you kind of jump out now and see.
Am I what you expected in a social situation?
No way. It's crazy. I'm like excited.
What am I married? Do I satisfy thee?
Satisfy thee.
My precious. She was munted as were the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
Responsible service of alcohol, I'm sure.
Now, you know my buddy Hayley, who I got into a fight with
buddy
on the show.
We say buddy because you incorrectly called her a drug addict. She correct you, you apologise.
That's right.
But she did not move on.
So her and her husband, Dave, do not get along.
Not good.
Because she said, you don't earn enough money for me. I need a lot of upkeep. Now, with those fillers and those bolt-ons, she's probably telling the truth there. He turns up to the dinner party all on his own, which is usually the best way to sit down and just rag out hard on her.
Mm.
Dave's smart. Mm. Dave was all like, I'm not going to tell you because I know that the producers will edit me and I'll look like the jerk. I've watched this show before. I'm no idiot.
Hi, here he is.
Hey.
Oh, he's Dave. Where's Hayley?
Where's your ring and where's your wife?
Maybe you guys can find out when Hayley gets here. I'm not going to speak badly about someone that's not here to defend herself. So
fair.
That's really
fair enough.
Good.
That's admirable.
Yeah. I did respect that. That's a good voice, by the way.
That was very good.
His voice is very
It doesn't match his body when you see it that way, does it? No.
Ivan, you know the real estate agent?
Yes. James Blunt lookalike?
I don't know about that.
No, James Blunt's good.
I imagine when he's at the end of every sentence, he goes... He's got a lizard face.
He's charming, though. They're the two real estates as well.
That's right. He got pretty drunk. And he slithered over like a little lizard and sat down beside Hayley because Hayley came in quite angry eventually. And he was like, oi, you're in a bit of trouble. She didn't like that.
What's your name?
Hayley. Hi.
Pleasure to meet you, Hayley.
You're so cool.
So you've been having some dramas, huh?
Johnny!
You're the talk of the town, babe. You're the talk of the town. Big Hayley, talk of the town. What's going on?
You're
a... Why am I... What?
Yeah.
I don't know if you nailed that one. There was no tongue action, and you got to do mate and babe.
No. If you see him, the way he talks and kisses her, when he kisses, it's like he's a foot and a half away from her, and the lips just come out like
the alien from Aliens.
Yeah. Now, you can hear that Hayley's pretty upset, but apparently when she gets really, really, really wasted, she becomes a lover. And then the guy who she said, you don't earn enough money and I pretty much hate you and we haven't even been in the same hotel room, she thinks if she straddles him on a couch and forces him into kissing, that'll fix everything. But you know what? Dave's all like, nah. I've got feelings. You need to remember that.
Do I
want
to make it work with David? No. I'm such a lover. I'm not a fighter.
I'm very surprised that she was being so affectionate.
Give me a kiss.
Why are you trying to give me kisses now? No.
Right.
Let's go back.
Can you carry me in? I know you love it.
You love it.
No, I don't. I said no.
Please don't let David say that he wants out, because I need him to stay in so we can do the other recap. That was good. Good job.
It was good. Thank you very much.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
All right, tomorrow we're playing Alpha Bucks for $10,000. It's Valentine's Day. Your letter is?
H.
For horse.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, we'll go the other way.
Start your 2020 making new memories with a new Suzuki. Check out great offers. Visit Suzuki Queensland for details.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Rightio, 10 grand on the line every single time we play this, and we promise, we swear on our children's lives, that if 10 grand goes off today, there is another $10,000 to be given away tomorrow. We are not messing around here.
First time on air, welcome, Emma from Regent's Park.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we are serious.
Okay, I will scream, but I thought he's got little kids around me.
What?
She would scream, but she's got heaps of little kids around
her. Oh, I thought you said I'd swear, but I got little kids. I'm like, what, don't do that?
Okay. Oh my gosh. It's okay to swear around them, just not at them.
Mm-hmm. No, I meant on radio. I wasn't talking about the kids. I meant on radio.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys, I just want to say I would listen to you guys every day.
Oh, thank you. And if you won the 10 grand, you're going to spend it on school fees. That's a poor thing.
Yeah.
When are they due?
Unfortunately, they're actually due at the end of the year, but I kind of just want to pay it off, so yeah. I'm not having to have it over my shoulders.
Of course, of course. All right. Well, unfortunately, you didn't hear any of the answers this morning, but your letter is E for elephant.
Oh, excellent.
All right. Excellent. $50 for each correct answer. Say pass if you can't think quickly, but each answer, you can't double up on the answers.
Okay. All right. I'm really nervous.
That's okay. Take a deep breath.
Let's do it all together. Ready?
Woosah. I'm a hollow reed. Okay. Your time will start when I finish the first question, which is?
Okay.
Name something that's found on an office desk.
Envelope.
Name a reason you might be late.
Pass.
Name a cocktail.
Oh, pass.
Name an emotion.
Oh, my gosh, pass.
Name a flying animal.
Eagle.
Name an iconic Brisbane landmark.
Pass.
Name a prime minister, a past prime minister.
Oh, my gosh, pass.
Name a type of tree.
Oh, my gosh, pass.
Name a fashion accessory.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm good at this every day.
Oh,
it's hard, and I can hear someone go, "Mom," you're like, "No, no." You've had time to say, "Oh my God, pass." You got $100.
Hey, that's better than nothing. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You didn't have $100 before.
No, I didn't.
Few ones you passed on. A reason you might be late, you could have said emergency, a cocktail, espresso martini, emotion excited, a flying animal, eagle, landmark, East Street Markets, a past prime minister, you could add Edmund Barton, and for a type of tree, eucalyptus.
Oh my gosh. I listen to you guys every day and I always get the answers, but you know what? I'm sorry when you're on the phone.
Yeah. It's a pressure, it's all but good. Well done, huh?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
All right. The studio's just gone cold.
I feel like we've separated them.
That we actually have. There's a big wide team here that work on Stav, Abby and Matt, and we appreciate all these people. One of them is Parente, our video whiz kid who does our Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
The other one is Nick, who is our handsome promotions manager who gets all the prizes together.
Good morning.
Station promotion. He does a lot more than that. He's station promotion, the whole radio station.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just our show. You don't need to explain it.
Is the handsome necessary, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is he here? Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, Parente.
I'd love to take that personally, is all.
He's single, so we need to...
Ah, fair. Yeah. You've got an issue with Parente that we thought, rather than you just do it out in the office, we'll do it here on the air.
Absolutely. So if anyone's seen our videos sort of drop over the last week, it's because Parente's been away. Mm. And the reason is because he had his appendix out.
Ouch.
And he took a full week off.
Yeah.
And I find this a bit of a stitch up because I had my appendix out a few years ago. I had it out on the Wednesday, and on the Friday, I worked at 21 Pilots, world-famous rooftop, setting up signage, setting up staging.
Are you kidding me?
And I was back on the Friday.
Nick, I didn't even know you had your appendix out. I'm so sorry. I was there. You were doing that for us.
Absolutely.
That's what a hero handsome
that
Nick is.
That is such a hero.
You didn't know?
Wow. No.
I offered to donate mine.
That it was such a full-on event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. You are a hero.
I'm a team player. The team needed me, and I couldn't take my... Doctor recommended 5 days off. I was back on the Friday.
Yeah, you were told to take 5 days off.
Have you got your phone on you, Nick?
I've just texted you a photo.
Oh, God.
Okay, so
it's going to be a bit of a cold.
First of all, I totally pay that. Like, you would have been in great pain and you sacrificed that for the team. Great work.
But you weren't willing to do that?
Oh, no way. I've texted Nick a picture of my doctor's certificate. You'll see that I can't work until a full week after my operation.
But he's saying he also had a doctor's certificate and went booba.
I trust the experts is really what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Hasn't come through. The Wi-Fi's pretty shoddy in the building.
Woo! So this is the issue. Nick was spewing last week because Parente had a whole week off for his appendix operation. He's like, nah, he could be here. All he does is tap the keyboard, click his mouse. He doesn't have to lift anything. He's not buying it. You're not happy, Nick.
I mean, I just thought it needed to be addressed.
Yeah. Oh, right. It needed to be brought to the table.
So I saw an opportunity show how tough I was. Yeah. And I wanted to highlight it.
Yeah. Are we going to ask Father Heroes?
Oh, I'd love to hear from Heroes this morning.
It's a good week off, though, wasn't it, Parente?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
What did you do, Hero? What injury did you sustain? What surgery did you have? And you were straight back to work, being the hero that you are. Just
walked it off.
Yes.
It off. Flesh wound.
I think I was a hero compared to you, though.
What am I doing? I get roped into this. Why? What did you do that I didn't?
2 weeks maternity leave for my first child.
Yeah.
And you... I think almost took the same and I had a C-section.
I had 1 week off and I came back in to shoot a commercial during that time.
You're right.
And it takes longer for a man to recover from the
C-section. You're right. I'm so sorry. I should have shut up. Yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah. So your boobs are hurting. There's a lot going on.
I'm more of a hero for coming to work, to be honest, regardless of the situation.
I'm the real hero because...
Yes.
I broke my ankle. For this show.
That's true.
Snapped it.
Ooh.
Had 2 surgeries.
Ooh.
Came to work.
Ooh. Actually, that is true. You are the true hero. Even I think when your wife gave birth, you were here the next day or the day.
Yeah, I don't want to be hanging around that kid.
I was the same. That's why I came to work. But hey.
Hobbled in here. I mean, to be fair, I only came in with a cast on for the sympathy.
Yeah.
But
no, whatever your reasons are. But is this your moment to sort of brag, to go like, well, look what I achieved?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I can be your hero.
We want to speak to the heroes. Maybe they didn't get praise at the time because here at work, we've got 2 work colleagues. One took a week off for having their appendix removed, which is, you would understand. Of course. So he should.
Yeah.
But ends up one of the other guys were like, I took like not even 2 days. I came back to work and no one praised me. So this is your moment to shine.
Hayley and Jim Boomba, tell us your hero story, your hero.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I fell over and broke my tailbone on Saturday, and I was back to work on Monday morning.
Wow. As in this Saturday, Monday?
No, it was 18 months ago, and it still hurts to this day.
So did you stand up the whole time?
Yeah, I did, actually. I was a dog groomer, so standing for the whole day, lifting, yeah, it was very painful.
You're amazing.
No, she's a hero.
You're a hero.
Ramada in Waterford. When were you a hero, Ramada?
That's my daughter's name, but I'm Kimberly. Hello.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hello. I have had quite a few dental operations lately, and one of them was a root canal and a wisdom tooth extraction. I had that done at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was at work at 10.
I can be your hero, baby.
Well, that is amazing, because teeth hurt. Were you dribbling as well down the side?
Well, lucky I'm a vet nurse, so I was working out the back with the animals, so no one really seen my face that day, apart from my colleagues. So, yeah, it was a bit droopy, but it was okay.
Ed and Vicky Point, your big hero.
Hello.
Hey, when were you a hero, Ed?
Yeah, mate. Quite a few years ago, I used to race motorcycles, the road racing, and I high-sided a bike at about 150 kilometres an hour, broke 3 ribs. And a collarbone.
Yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon, I went back to work on the Monday. I'm a driver, so chains and everything.
Wow. You sound tough, Ed.
Not really.
No, just stupid.
It was stupid.
Just your ego was like, I don't want to tell anyone.
Anonymous. There's always a winner in these competitions, and you seem to be it.
What happened to you, and when did you go back to work? Anonymous, that's you. Yeah, that's you. What happened to you?
Oh,
back when I was 17 years old, I was stabbed 5 times on the Sunday night, and Tuesday afternoon I was back at work.
Oh, what happened on Monday? Why don't you get back then?
You were stabbed?
I was in hospital and 5 hours from home. So
that right. wasn't a legitimate right. question he asked. My God, you were stabbed for, like, night out? Like, you couldn't... What happened?
Yeah, pretty well. I was walking home and there was a bloke. There's a very similar-looking guy in my old hometown. We looked like twins, and he thought I was him, and he ran up and stabbed me a couple of times in the back. Oh. And
mistaken identity. Huh?
Yeah.
And what was the job you went back to 2 days later?
Brickie. I was a brickie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not exactly laying around doing nothing either.
Oh, yeah, you win. Like that heroism, isn't it? Wow, that's
good. I can be your
hero, baby. So if you guys know, if I get stabbed 5 times, I'm taking a couple.
One day. Monday. That's it.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
The southeast is saturated this evening.
Brisbane is copping a drenching.
The long-promised heavy falls finally arrive.
When weather like this happens, I feel like the news crew are just like, was there a car under? Did a car go under? Mm. We'll go and film it because that's going to be the footage that they need. And I always feel sorry for the person that's... You know, they've got damage with weather like this.
Are there some kids in the park with boogie boards? Let's go.
There's a jet ski at McDonald's. Quick. Let's get on it. Let's get on it.
There is only one suburb where it's currently raining. That's where we're going to send Tony Auden to stand directly in the rain. No umbrella.
But there has been flooding in different places, and I know that the rain is going to continue. We spoke to Tony Auden, and he said it's going to continue off and on for the next week. And I just... Mine, to make it really trivial, is just washing.
Uh-huh.
Because I wash every couple of days and I haven't washed and I've just got baskets and baskets of washing. And plus, I forgot the umbrella, so then the kids will get wet. Mm. So then I've got to take those clothes and put them. And
you don't have a dryer?
We're a bit of a greenhouse and for environmental. Scotty started this. He's a bit of an environmentalist. It's all about the ocean. He likes surfing, looking after it. So we don't have a dryer because it was bad for the environment. We try and minimise our power. We don't put on too many lights. And I, at this point, we've never got a dryer.
Mm.
So I'm like, eh.
You obviously don't suffer from climate anxiety then, if you're doing the right thing.
No.
Or you have climate anxiety and that's why you're doing the right thing.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I just want to tell people so I'm righteous now.
Hey, I'm not sure.
I'm better than you are.
Hi, what's your name? Trent. My name's Abby and I don't have a dryer. I'm a better person
than
you.
Do you have a dryer? I have one fridge. Siobhan, they're having three.
Oh, my God, you have a dryer? You are a monster. Mm-hmm. That's a weapon for the earth. That's
to be
like
honest,
having a gun.
I'm thinking about getting one.
Oh, my God. What a turnaround.
Hey.
They're convenient.
Sometimes you got to step off the pedestal.
Mm. Well, it's hard. But our house is full of like things hanging up inside.
It's a challenge at this point because you can't hang up inside. That's when you get all moldy. From an expert, I just want to let you know, you need to have a breeze. So you've got to put it on a balcony.
Mm.
You can't dry socks in that inside. It doesn't get the breeze.
How long do you reckon it would take to dry a T-shirt with a hand dryer, like a hair dryer?
Wow. I've
done it in a hotel room
fabric.
For a patch.
I need fabric because cotton will be a little bit better. But I've got like one clothes horse and we put like essentials out there.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, I reckon we could go.
Mm.
I reckon my family and I have got another... 2 weeks in us.
You reckon?
Without doing a washing.
So wearing dirty clothes or you've just got that many clothes?
I won't wash the kids' uniform every day.
No, that'd be fine.
So as soon as they get home, I'll be like, take it off. If it's got a few spots, I get some...
Baby wipes?
Baby wipes.
Yeah.
And baby wipe it out. They don't sweat yet. Like when they're teenage boys, I'm not going to. But then I breeze them out. I change their undies. Mm-hmm. But I did get bulk on eBay. So I reckon their undies can keep going and socks can keep going.
You just wait for the food. One of the tricks is, and I do it with my jeans, I probably wash my jeans once a quarter.
You mean your wife does?
Yes, you're right. So Esther washes my jeans for me once a quarter. I put them in the washing basket. Thank you very
That's
much.
What I
help
about
out.
You.
I do my
you
bit.
You do your fair share.
Does Scotty do the laundry?
Yeah, Scotty does.
Wow.
Yeah, but he does a lot at home.
You just do the with the food on there. Don't wipe it off straight away. Let it dry.
Yeah.
Then you can flick it off. If you try and wipe it when it's still got moisture in it, it'll just smear down the pants.
Scotty does his fair share and re-wears clothes.
Well, he doesn't wear clothes either, so that would help.
Yeah, he doesn't wear clothes.
That would help a lot.
But for his work clothes, he'll be like, they're just going to get dirty.
That's a good point.
So why don't I just wear them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I reckon I can keep going here.
So you're not allowed to do a load of washing.
Oh, wait. It was hypothetical. And
no, nothing's hypothetical. Everything's real aesthetical. you can't wash until the 27th of February.
Did I say 2 weeks today?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, you said? You said from today, 2 weeks.
I don't have enough bras, though, because I've gone up in a size. That's my only thing.
Free the girls.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because
now you're environmental, you can be hairy, suit the image. You can have them flopping about.
Suit the image.
You can march with the Extinction Rebellion.
The 27th.
Yeah, 27th. Thursday the 27th. You down?
Can I go the 26th?
Sure.
So I'm going away on the 28th, and I just want to be able to get a washing done.
Fair enough. Wednesday the 26th.
So I've got to... Oh, you're going to see some different clothes in the wardrobe come out now. I'm telling you now.
Wait, you'll end up in the dress-up cupboard.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're going to have to dance another week.
And we'll put your outfit on Instagram every single day so people can see where you're at. In the cycle.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Every day, Queensland Ambulance receives more than 3,500 calls for help. For the first time, our cameras go to Brisbane, behind the scenes of Australia's busiest paramedic service.
Ambulance Australia, Channel 10 is where you can watch that. Very interesting because you actually see our first responders, the ambos, and how hard they work and the things that they have to do. It's quite confronting to watch.
Great show.
They do an absolutely amazing job.
We had some of the guys in here, Rachel and Ben, who are a Brisbane team, not a couple, as we found out through our chat, which we'll have the full chat on the podcast.
Except they were partners. Now, I read that the wrong way.
You're like, and you guys are your partners at work and also partners in real life.
And they're like, new.
Lucky they didn't go red, because red would have been like, oh, God, they've got us.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been worse. How did you know we were having an affair? but they're amazing people. We were having a chat to them, and we asked about when they're on the way to an accident scene or to save someone, sirens are going. And because people freak out when they're trying to get out of the way of an ambo, that quite often another accident with them can take place.
Have you guys had that before where another emergency's taken over?
Yeah. It doesn't happen a lot, but it's not uncommon when you're responding with the lights and sirens and someone will panic at the intersection and either break too hard and the person behind them is not paying attention or they just make an irrational decision because they're a bit panicked.
On that, if an ambulance is coming, do you know the rule around, are you allowed to, if I'm stopped at a red light, you come up right behind me, legally am I allowed to run through that red light to let you guys through?
Yeah, look, you can safely enter the intersection on a red light if there's an ambulance behind you. It's a bit of a misconception.
Yeah.
But definitely check. Don't do it if it's unsafe.
Yeah. Because that's the panic, I think. You think, you know you're meant to get out of the way.
But you don't know how. Yeah. And then you think, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to make it unsafe. Because we do, because everyone tries to move away.
Yeah.
And, that
nearly everyone.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really? Because I've noticed some people, when you go past, go, oh, awesome, I can tailgate them and get a bit of a free ride.
Yeah. Get in our slipstream.
Yeah.
A bit dangerous because they don't know when we're going to be braking or...
That's true.
That sort of thing, yeah.
Does that work well for you?
I saw that. I'm the person that freaks out. Yeah. Like, do I go up in the median strip? No, maybe I don't go in the median strip. And then I look at it and they're coming from the opposite direction. Because I do, when you hear those sirens, you want to do the right thing. And you're like...
I want to do a little test with you guys. Because obviously you have police, fire and ambulance.
Yes.
Would you be able to tell from sirens what was coming? Because you just hear, quite often, you just hear sirens and you think, what is it? Is it an ambulance? Is it the police? If it's the police, it could be a car chase.
If you weren't going to test us, I would say 100%, but now you're going to test us.
100%. Back yourself.
100%,
mate. 100%.
I know my firefighters when they're coming along.
Is it different? Like, if the siren's different, is there different things you have to do, though? It's all the same, right?
Yeah,
because you're allowed to go. If it's any emergency vehicle, you are allowed to safely enter an intersection to be able to give way.
I do it to the ice cream truck.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play your siren.
Okay.
You tell me
easy.
What the emergency service is that's coming.
Easy. Wait, can I talk? Because I was going to go firefighter. I mean, I know it's a fire engine, not just the men inside or the women inside. Firefighter.
Fire truck, yeah.
Fire truck.
That is correct. Well done.
Fire truck, yeah. Was that a different
fire truck
one?
Again.
What
it's
is
a
it?
Fire truck.
Yeah, you just replayed this. What?
That one was an ambulance.
That sounded exactly the same.
Ambo?
It's the same. Oh, it's
slightly different.
It's a slightly bit of...
Fire truck? Woo-wee-woo! Ambulance.
Very similar.
Is this Australian ones or is it?
Absolutely.
I'm not familiar with.
I went and found every emergency possible in Brisbane yesterday and recorded these with my own iPhone.
They're Queensland ones. Are they different in different states? Are there accents?
Producers, stop putting
sirens
through notes and citing, railing my game. I recorded these yesterday in Brisbane.
Okay. Another one?
That's disappointing.
Now, I've got, obviously, police left, okay?
Oh. Well, no, we'll change it up. Make it more interesting. Trick us.
There's two versions of the police here.
Right.
What do they mean?
I'm coming along. Either pull over or get out of my way.
I'd have to hear the
It's just a police officer.
Yeah,
it's
that one means you're the bad boy or the bad girl. Oh. I'm behind you. Pull over. It's you. Pull over.
Because they do. Pull they over. Change their speed, don't they?
That's right. That is, it's you. You've done something naughty. Mm. Get over there. You're getting a ticket. This one. I'm on my way to some bad stuff.
Get out of my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know when they're right behind you and you're like, please don't be beat. I haven't done anything wrong.
I didn't know there were different ones.
Well, you've probably never been pulled over that many times, have you?
Nah, he gets away every time.
Yeah, Scooter can outrun the police. 9 out of 10.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
We're going to take a quick moment to reflect on a wonderful day together.
It's all about myself at the moment, though, because past Abby, present Abby's a bit disappointed with her. You know how I get involved with competition? If I hear it's a competition, I go, oh, I'm in.
Yep.
And then I think about it later. There was a competition in the workplace. People said we're trying to do a little bit of a weight loss thing. Start of the year, 8 weeks challenge. Whoever wins the most percentage wins the money that everyone's put in. So I think we're up to $1,000.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, I'm going to win it. But then I took a couple of weeks off and thought, no, I'll be fine. Got 2 weeks to go. Got 5 kilos to be in the lead.
You could do it.
You can do it.
You guys say that.
Yep.
But if you guys think I should... Do it? Yeah?
Well, no, what?
You to be able to support me.
No.
It's going to be a bad 2 weeks.
I'm going to starve myself for 2 weeks, and when I'm a mole, you guys told me to do it, so it's your
fault. And Stav's going to chip in and go, will we know a difference?
I'd rather give you $1,000 to eat.
Okay, that's great.
I mean, I'm not going to.
No, well then,
that's great. Sure,
but then you give us some cash when you win.
No.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. If we've got a struggle, we struggle together.
And we're supporting
it. How much are you going to support me, though?
$500 worth.
I don't know. I don't know if you can support me.
I'll support you.
That was quick, wasn't it?
By every time I see your hand with food in it, I'm going to slap it. Slap the food out of your hand.
Nah, forget it. Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm going to do my thanks but no thanks on behalf of the people who robbed the Louis Vuitton store.
Oh, okay.
This morning.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Mainly because if you're going to do a robbery, there's a good chance that you're going to get caught. Well, and that's not good. You're going to go to prison.
I think we should say you're definitely going to get caught.
You're definitely going to get
caught. Everyone's going to get caught. Especially if it's hard to sell Louis Vuitton here in Brisbane.
And that's the thing. If you're going to rob a store and you pick Louis Vuitton, and I've been listening to the news this morning, they only seem to get one or two handbags.
What, 10 grand worth?
If that. You know, when you could have got some fake ones for cheaper. I just think the risk didn't really match the reward that they were getting. You know, like, you'd go for a bigger steal.
You reckon it's going to be dumb criminals?
Maybe. So, on behalf of them, thanks. But no thanks.
Would you be able to spot the difference? I don't think I could.
Trying to fake it, really.
I just still don't even know, wonder why Louis Vuitton just don't put fake ones in the front window. So when they do get stolen, they've only lost probably $28.
Maybe they did.
Oh, well, that's even more of a thanks for no thanks.
Yeah, someone's going to post, hey, look at my new Louis Vuitton that my boy got me for Valentine's Day. Didn't even know he could afford it. Hashtag blessed. Went to the servo this morning to fill up the car. There's one thing I hate, and I've said this before. It's back in 5 minute signs. Because
you don't. And the petrol station?
No, yes. And you don't know when it started. Also, it's like late, early in the morning, it's a petrol station, and there was another guy there. He was already there. He was already waiting. And we're like, has this guy been robbed? Is he? He even went and had a look if he was down behind the counter, unconscious or whatever.
You might as well just have an honesty box, put in your money here.
No, because, of course, you need him to start the dunk dunk.
Oh, he doesn't start it.
Yeah, so you put, you're both there with your nozzle and there's no dunk dunk.
Well, did you honestly think he got robbed and the robbers, as they left, whacked a back in five sticker on
it'd
the door?
It'd be genius. It'd take a longer time to be discovered, wouldn't it?
Why don't people put time stamps on the back in 5 minutes?
Yes.
I know it's because they want to creep it up to 10 or 15, but they should really put, like, you know, it's 4:55.
Digitalize
I'm going to be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
See you when I see you.
Yeah. And then, do you know what happens? Out he comes, strolling out of the 24-hour Macca's next door.
With a coffee.
With a coffee.
Oh, I like him. I like him. He's a good guy.
Uh-huh. So thanks, but no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Here we go. That's the podcast, everyone. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
Stab Abby and Matt. Stab Abby and Matt.